The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yeah, we are looking for trouble because that's what David Trainer goes looking for. He's our wingman as we enter the danger zone. He is the president and founder of New Constructs, a research firm based in Nashville, Tennessee, that examines securities from the bottom up, and it ultimately rates those securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, things that are attractive are things that maybe don't look so good at the surface level, so everybody is discounting them. And things that are dangerous, well, at the surface level, they look pretty good.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And it's entirely possible. And in fact, it is likely that they are not as attractive as they might otherwise think, because David and his crew dig in at the footnotes level, work their way up, and they find that the earnings picture is misleading and more. If you want to learn how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you ever want more information, check out the blog. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors who trust GAAP earnings.
Danger, danger.
Investors who trust GAAP earnings. Now, what this really means is that GAAP earnings by themselves can be misleading. That can be both attractive and dangerous. So there's got to be something, or maybe more likely, some company out there that is the poster child for why investors who rely on GAAP earnings are headed for the danger zone.
In our report, there's 12 or so that we highlight, and it's a moving target. It's a constant thing. Sometimes misleading earnings doesn't always mean that the company gets a bad rating. It just means that there's a big difference currently between their economic earnings and their accounting earnings. And economic earnings are effectively the comprehensive earnings metric. It's like the difference between going in and getting a full physical from your doctor, blood work, everything, that's economic earnings. Accounting earnings is like someone trying to diagnose what's wrong with you just by looking in your ears, right? It's just the piece of the puzzle that companies try to put out there and that the SEC allows them to put out there to represent the business when it can be very much manipulated. So I'm guessing you're saying, all right, well, give me an example.
Exactly. That's right. Well, as long as you've identified a bunch of stocks in a report that you've issued at newconstructs.com, share with us a couple, please.
One of my favorites on the list is eBay, because what we found is that they reduced their reported interest and other net, total interest and other net that's on the income statement, is baking in a $1.3 billion pre-tax gain recognized from the sale of an equity interest in Mercado Libre. So they're boosting their accounting earnings by bearing a non-recurring or unusual gain in their total interest and other on the income statement. So there's no way you know that they've got this unusual item baked into their earnings unless you go to page F39 in the footnotes, which I don't know how many pages are in the filing, but they don't want you to know because they renamed the numbering, right? But this is probably closer to around 200 or 300 pages in. It's
wow.
In footnote number 16.
Wow. Who else stands out to you as the poster child for most misleading when you're looking at GAAP earnings?
Yeah, we feature top five most misleading and top five most understated. Another one that's misleading is Alcon. What we found there is that there's $15.6 billion in after-tax income gains baked into their GAAP earnings number. So that takes their number down quite a bit as well. Again, if you're trusting the headline numbers in any way, you're going to be in trouble. Now, these after-tax income or gains that we're talking about, these are actually sometimes on the income statement. In this case, this one is on the income statement. What I talked about with eBay, you can't find on the income statement. But even on the income statement, you're going to see some pretty outrageous stuff that needs to be removed. Again, the point being, you really just can't trust headline numbers.
Let's also flip this around, because our statement was that investors who rely on GAAP earnings, they're in the danger zone. And as you pointed out, there are some understated earnings. That means that an investor who's relied on GAAP, well, they could have gone into the misleading things, eBay or Allergan, that's AGN, by the way, for the ticker symbol. What's something where it's understated, and oh, by the way, if you didn't understand it and you followed GAAP earnings, guess what? You're missing out.
Perrigo is one where they're understated by, you know, a significant amount, several billion. A lot of that's because they have a bunch of non-operating or unusual expenses baked into their accounting earnings. And that's one where they're showing negative $4 billion in net income in 2016. Our after-tax profit is $495 million, so a huge swing there. $5.5 billion is in these unusual charges, but you have to knock off $1 billion of that, actually, in taxes if you want to get the number right. What's really helpful also about our numbers, if you look at the $495 million that we're showing for after-tax profit in 2016, it's so much more in line with what the company's done in the past. That negative $4 billion in net income for 2016 is really just, it's just an anomalous number. It's misleading. It's not helpful. And, you know, again, points to why you want to take the time to go in and look in some of these footnotes sometimes.
So that was Perrigo, P-R-G-O. And, of course, if you want more information, go check out the report. You can find it at newconstructs.com. But investors who rely on GAAP earnings, well, you could get into trouble like eBay and Allergan, or you could miss out on something that is better than it otherwise looks, like Perrigo. It's kind of the crux of what you do. David, thanks so much for joining me and explaining it.
Always a pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. And if you want more information, newconstructs.com. That's the website to find the report, to find their blog posts on the Danger Zone picks and more. And they're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right. We are heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. But that means that we've got one big interview left, and today it's with Kevin Mann. He's the president and chief investment officer at Hennion & Walsh, and he'll be here when we return in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.